explain something just for a second. So if you could look at your bulletin right there at the front page of your bulletin, you're going to see something. I think it might be on the second page maybe. But you're going to see a recommendation there from the church council that they recommend that I become the interim pastor at this church. And so so I want to explain kind of what's going on there. Next week, we're going to actually vote on that. That's going to become official if that's the desire of the church. Then the next week, after the 11 o'clock service, we're just going to have a special business meeting, short one, and that'll be the only recommendation. But basically what's happened is that, you know, this last summer, if many of y'all have asked me if I've been interested, and I've given you the same answer, that no, I'm not really. I don't feel like that God's called me to do that. I'm not really pursuing that. And I wasn't. There wasn't something that was even on my radar. But over the last couple of weeks, honestly, God has gotten a hold of me in some very powerful ways. And he's spoken to me very clearly through different ways. And I can go into detail if you want to talk about that later. But basically what it comes down to is I feel like that God's called me to pursue that position at this church. And along with that calling, he's also given me an excitement on what he can do through that and what he's going to do through that. And so it's an exciting thing for me. It's an exciting thing for my family. Just one of the confirmations was knowing that Katie, my wife, had a complete peace about this. And she actually had a peace about it before I did. And that's usually how it works, in our family. But God has just spoken to us in some powerful ways. And so we know that God's in this. Our family does. And he's going to do some wonderful things if that ends up being the case next week. But, you know, along with the interim period, there's kind of a perception that you just kind of cruise along, right? You just kind of keep everything stable, make sure everything just kind of stays above par. But I don't really see that as very biblical. And I've never really thought about that as a biblical thing. That somehow we should just kind of cruise through everything. But the fact is that the Great Commission still stands. And that we are still called to do his work for his kingdom, for his glory. And that's what we're going to do here at Emmanuel Baptist Church during this time period. And I just ask that you would pray. Pray for me and my family as we try to make this transition, but also pray for our search committee as they continue to diligently seek out God's man for our church. And I'm excited about that because I know where their hearts are on this, and I've seen it, and I've seen how they've worked together, and so I know it's going to be a really good thing for our church. But it's not going to be long, and more lives are going to be transformed. We're going to be filling up that baptistry pretty soon because we know that God's going to work in people's lives, and he's going to bring the lost to him. And so it's exciting what God's going to do through our church. And I'm looking forward to it. All right, I want to go ahead and get into the Word. I've been antsy about this. I'm excited about it. I've been thinking about this the last couple of weeks on what God wants me to bring. And so if you would please turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. And while you're turning there, I want you to kind of humor me for just a second. And I'm going to give you a little test, okay? Just a few questions here. Believe me, you know the answers to these questions, but I just want you to humor me for a second, okay? So whenever I ask you the question, I'm going to point to you and you're going to answer for me, okay? All right. So how do you spell top? All right. How do you spell mop? Okay. How do you spell shop? Okay. So what do you do when you come to a green light? What do you do when you come to a green light? You go, right? All right. Good. Okay. See, you see how easy it is for our brain to start going a different direction, our thoughts, and we can get tripped up pretty easy. And the fact is that you weren't listening to me. You weren't listening to me right there. But we're going to look at this, and we don't want to miss anything. We don't want to miss what God's called us to do. We don't want to miss his voice in our life. And so the title of this sermon is Don't Miss It. Okay, so that's what we find here in this passage in Matthew chapter 13. I call this kind of a forgotten passage. This is one of those, it's kind of sandwiched in between the parable here, the parable of the sower and the four soils. And it's a very familiar parable about the four soils. And usually what preachers do is they kind of go along with this parable. They get to this spot and they say, okay, would you now skip down to verse so-and-so and they'll finish out the parable. and what it actually means. We're not going to do that today because I feel like that God has a very important message for each of us in this little forgotten passage right here on Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 10. Okay, so what's going on here is that God, Jesus was telling them the parable of the sower, and they didn't understand it. It went over their heads. And so the disciples came to him and asked him, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" And he replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." Speaking of the Pharisees. "Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, 'You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes. Otherwise they may see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." So in this passage, who would you say is missing it? You'd say the Pharisees, right? The Pharisees. These are the people that have all the knowledge in the world, all the knowledge about God in the world. They went through their whole lives in training to get to where they are, and they still missed it. And to be fair for the Pharisees, okay, they were listening. They want more than anything in their lives, they wanted to hear a voice from God. I mean, God had really been silent to them for over 400 years. Just one time, if I could just hear his voice one time in my life, that will be worth it, all of this. But here you have Jesus Christ, the Messiah, standing right there in front of them. He's preaching these awesome truths, doing these wonderful miracles. What in the world could get in the way so much that they could miss out on something so huge in their life right there in that moment? Jesus said in verse 15, "For this people's heart had grown dull. And with their ears, they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed. Yes, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them." So maybe like me, maybe you've thought about this before. All of us have at some point, you know, I just don't hear God's voice in my life. Like we think of the Old Testament, and we think of God speaking directly, audibly to the people there, and we think of the New Testament, the Gospels. We see Jesus right there in front of them, the disciples just taking in everything that he's saying. And then we see the Holy Spirit working in the early church and Acts and all these things, all these wonderful miracles that are happening, powerful things that are being said. Man, if I could just get that kind of direction, if I could get just that kind of clarity in my life, then maybe I would know what I'm supposed to do. Maybe God, maybe I could lead my life out in a Christian way. Am I not listening? Am I not hearing it? Am I somehow closed off? That's not for me to judge. But one thing we can be certain today, that when we leave this place, that every single one of us in here, we can at least have ears to hear. That unlike the Pharisees, that our ears can be open to hear the message that God has for us. So when he speaks, we will hear it. Okay, and that's what we're going to move to today. The first problem, we see several problems that these Pharisees had in their hearing. And the first problem that we see here is selective hearing. Okay? They closed off their ears to what they wanted to hear. Anyone in here understand what selective hearing is? Right? If you're a parent, you understand what selective hearing is. If you're a spouse, you understand what selective hearing is, right? All of us in here, we have selective hearing. We struggle with this problem, and in our relationships and in all kinds of areas in our life, we struggle with selective hearing. Several months ago, I was talking to a guy, And he was so excited, and he was coming to me, and he was showing me his new hearing aids, okay? And I'm not exactly in the market right now, but maybe one day. But I was impressed. I was impressed with these things, okay? Because these things had Bluetooth connection on them, all right? So that means that you can tune them into your music, right? You're hearing it. You just go straight to your ears. You can even tune them into your TV, where they can go. You just turn them on and they connect right to your TV. You can hook them up to your phone. And so jokingly, he said, okay, so whenever my wife starts nagging me, then I just make a few adjustments and I'm good, right? But that brings selective hearing to a whole nother level there. But the fact is that our brains will only process so much information at one time. That we can only take in so much, we can only hear one thing at a time, one voice, right? You can't listen to two radio stations at the same time. You can't listen to really, if two people are talking to you at the same time, your brain's not going to be able to connect what they're saying. Because we just can only take in one thing at a time. The only way that we can really hear more than one voice at a time, more than one sound at a time, is if there's some kind of a harmony to it, right? And so like if we have a choir singing up here, and they're all kind of in harmony, then our brain will start to accept that. But the fact is that every single day, we have selective hearing. And so we're choosing which voices that we want to listen to that day. But as we do that, we're also rejecting voices in our life that day. And so we all have this choice on what we want to hear and what we don't want to hear, and what we're going to accept and what we're going to reject in our life. And the problem that the Pharisees had here is that they had selective hearing and they were listening to the wrong voices. They had tuned in to the wrong frequency in their life, and that's why they were missing out completely on what Jesus was trying to tell them. So you might say that, oh God, he just doesn't really speak to me that way like he does other people. Well, could it be, just maybe it is that we are so consumed and so tuned in to so many other voices in our life that we've completely rejected his voice in our life. And that happens so easily. Whenever we leave this place, we fill our minds with all kinds of voices around us. But as we're choosing those different voices in our life, we're also rejecting his voice in our life. And I really do wonder how much chaos is happening right now around our world and around people's lives just because they're tuned in to the wrong voice. You know, depression is an epidemic right now in our society. I wonder how many people have fallen into depression just because for all these years they've just listened to the wrong voices. If they would just tune in to the right voice in their life, man, they could have so much life in them. Anxiety, fear, all these things. There's people that are gripped with this fear. Could it be that they're tuned in to the wrong voices, listening to the wrong things? This is a problem. And the second problem that they had is not only they have selective hearing, but they were also hearing impaired. He says, with their ears, they can barely hear. They're hearing impaired. There's something in there that's blocking their hearing. My oldest, Heidi, whenever she was young, from 18 months to 6 years old, she had 6 sets of tubes in her ears. Okay? We had to go through 6 different surgeries to get those tubes. And she just really had a problem that only a few people have. And that is that what happened is her eustachian tubes would close up. And so we would have to go and get tubes put in. So they would open them up and then those tubes would fall out and they'd close back up again. And what happened when they closed is all that fluid from allergies and from infections and all those things, they would build up because they didn't have anywhere to drain. It would build up behind her eardrum. It would just stay there. And so she would get to the point to where we were just sitting right next to her and we would just try to talk in this normal voice and she would just keep doing whatever she was doing. And that's when we knew, oh, there's a problem here. There's some fluid in their ears. And so we would yell at her and finally she would look up and she would yell back to us because she couldn't see us. She couldn't hear us, hear herself talk. No wonder what our neighbors thought during that time period. But there was a lot of yelling going on because she couldn't hear. She had a hearing impairment. And that's what's going on with the Pharisees here spiritually. He's saying something's blocking your hearing. You're not able to hear. And there's all kinds of things that block our hearing from God. There's all kinds of things that we bring into our lives that cause us from hearing, that keeps us from hearing Him. One of the biggest is pride. He's not going to speak to someone that has pride in their heart. It's just not going to happen. You remember about the story about the guy, he's standing on the corner and he's praying at the top of his lungs so that everyone can hear him. What did he say about that man? He said, they've gotten their reward. He's not going to be hearing any answer from me. They've gotten what they deserve right there in that moment. He completely closed his ears because of pride. All kinds of things, all kinds of other sins that can come into our lives and block our hearing. We tell our kids that whenever you sin, it's like building a brick wall in between your relationship with God. You've got a brick here, a brick here, a brick here. And over time, those bricks start piling up. If we're not going to be confessing those sins, they start piling up. They start building this wall. It's a thick wall. After you do that for so often, you're going to have a hard time hearing the voice of God in your life. Because you've built up all these bricks in between your relationship with Him. But these things can clog our hearing and it gets harder and harder to hear Him. Other things that hinder our hearing as well. A false sense of guilt in our life. That we've been forgiven of something. But we just can't get over it. And we're constantly just burdened down with this guilt. And because of that, we can't hear Him. A poor self-image. Unbelief. Bitterness towards someone. Unforgiveness. In our hearts. That's why Jesus said, if you want to make a sacrifice on the altar, man, leave that sacrifice there. Go get right with your brother and then come and worship me. That means so much. Unforgiveness. If someone has done something wrong with you, to you, and you come and you try to worship, you try to listen, you try to pray, a lot of times that's going to clog our hearing where we can't hear Him. And we've completely closed our ears off to Him. And we wonder why we can't hear in our life and our voice with His voice. The third problem we see from the Pharisees is that they are passively hearing God. And this is important because I think we do this a lot, and a lot of times we don't even realize we're doing it. But they were passively hearing God. This means that they had no intent to really obey what they were hearing. That it was just kind of just taking it in and was just kind of coming right back out. There was nothing in there that was sinking down deep into their hearts. He says, otherwise they may see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. See, they had no understanding in their hearts. It wasn't real to them. They're not really hearing. They're listening, but they're not hearing. And so we get caught up in this all the time. And it's because we're so used to listening to things passively. Right? That's what we do whenever we turn on the TV and we listen to that. We're listening to it passively. We're just kind of taking it in. We don't really have to think about it much. It just kind of comes in and goes out. Whenever we listen to the radio, whenever we're listening to someone just kind of half-heartedly in a conversation or whatever, we're just kind of passively listening to them. And sometimes we can do this at church too, right? We come in here, oh yeah, we want to hear a voice from God. We want to hear a word from Him. But we have no intent to do anything with the voice that He's given us. So why should He speak to us then? Are our hearts really open to understand, but also to obey exactly what He's calling us to do in that moment? So we just come in here, we passively listen to Him, we leave here, and we go home, and it's okay. Because yes, I've heard a word. But I go home, I turn on my other voices pretty loud, drowns everything out, and I can be comfortable again. And I think we do that, maybe unconsciously, but I think a lot of times we do that because we're scared. And maybe we really don't fully trust God. Because if I was listening to Him actively, with the intent, God, whatever You tell me to do right now in this moment, I'm going to obey. I'm going to accept. And I'm going to walk in obedience to what You're telling me right now. No matter what it is, I trust You. If that's the way that we're listening to Him, then He'll do some powerful things in our lives. Because we're open to His voice and where He's called us to. So we have these problems that we have to get past if we really desire to hear God's voice. Selective hearing, hearing impaired, and passively listening to God. So before we talk about ways that we can move past these things, we need to first look at a few truths about God's voice in our life and how God speaks to us, okay? So the first thing we must understand is that God is actively and consistently speaking to you in your life. He is. He's always doing it. He always talks to us. He speaks to us actively in our life. He's consistently speaking to us. John 16:13 says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears and what he will tell you what is yet to come." He's always and continuously speaking to you. And one of the primary ways that he speaks to you is through this book right here. That's why this is the greatest blessing that human beings have ever received from on high, is this book right here. His truth in our life directly given to us. His voice in your life. This is one of the primary ways that he's speaking to you. But he also speaks in other ways as well. He speaks through other people. And maybe he's done this to your life. He's done this to me. Someone comes to me and they say, you know, I've been praying. It's someone that I trust. Someone that I know they're spiritually mature. And they come to me. God's been speaking to me. And he's really telling me that I need to come tell you this. Has that ever happened to you before? Yes. God speaks through others. He speaks through sermons like this. He uses this as a platform for his voice into your life. And so what happens is whenever we hear a voice from God, what do? We always bring it to the Word. We say, okay, can that be backed up by this right here? Because this right here is the truth that we have in front of us. This is the solid truth. And so someone brings a voice from God to us, then we always back it up right here. But he speaks through others. He also speaks through the prompting of his Spirit. And this also happens to me as well. I'm somewhere, God tells me, okay, you need to go speak to that person. You need to go comfort that person. You need to go pray over that person right now. And he's expecting me to obey that prompting in his Spirit. I was talking to a guy not too long ago, and he was talking to me about one of these promptings that he had, and he said, Jeremy, it was so strong, so powerful. I just didn't have any choice but just obey. And so I went over there, and I prayed over this person. And I tell you, that was one of the greatest blessings in my life. As I prayed over that person and just feeling the presence of God in that very room. And it was all because I decided to step out and to obey that prompting of the Holy Spirit right there in my life. And then we talked about how many times do we miss out just because we don't obey those promptings. Just because we choose not to step out and obey that in our life. How many times do we miss out because of that? But he speaks through us through his Spirit, of course. And he also speaks to us through the circumstances around us. Our trials, our tribulations, our celebrations, our relationships, our work, everything around us. Constantly, God is speaking in those moments. And so it is up to us during those moments to look around and say, okay, God, I know you're here. I know you're in this moment, in this pit, wherever I'm at. What are you trying to teach me right here? What is it that you want to tell me in this moment right here? This is why I'm going through this, so that you can speak to me in a powerful way. So how are you going to speak to me? I'm open. I'm listening. He speaks through our circumstances. So you can be certain that God is actively and continuously speaking in your life. Second truth is that when God speaks to you, when you hear his voice in your life, he always speaks with authority and purpose. There's always a purpose behind it. He's not really into idle talk, right? One consistent response that we see from the people in the Gospels whenever Jesus is speaking his message, what do they say? And he speaks with someone with such authority. It's just amazing to hear him speak. That word authority right there, it really means out of stuff, out of substance. He speaks with weight. His words have weight to them. It's one of those people that you just want to, when he speaks, you just want to drop everything you're doing and just listen right there to what he's trying to say. That's the feeling that they got whenever they heard the very words of Jesus right there before him. Because whenever Jesus spoke, He spoke with purpose. There was a reason behind it. He knew the crowd. He knew where they were. He knew their hearts. Whenever Jesus went to a place, he went there on purpose. It wasn't by accident. And so whenever Jesus Christ speaks directly in your heart, you know that he's doing it for a reason. There's a purpose behind that. And so we take that with all seriousness in our hearts. Because we know that this isn't something that I should just take so flippantly. God's speaking to me in this way. We take it seriously. The third truth is that whenever he speaks, he always speaks to bring life. He always speaks to bring life. Like when he was talking to the lady at the well, he's sitting there by her. And Jesus said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that's actually asking you for a drink right now, you would have asked him to give you a drink and he would have given you living water. And right there at that moment, Jesus spoke truth into her heart. And he brought life to someone that was dead. See, when Jesus speaks into your heart, when he speaks into your life, those words, those callings that he has in your life, that's life that he's trying to inject into you. He wants you to have life. He wants you to have an abundant life. And so when he speaks, he's bringing that to you. Jesus is constantly speaking. He's speaking with authority, and he's speaking to bring life. So I don't know about you, but this is the kind of person that I want to be, where I'm sitting at the feet of Jesus, completely open to his voice and his authority to my life. Because I know that's the only way that I'll be able to live this life with purpose and meaning and an abundance of what he has for me, if I'm open to do that. So how can we move to that? How do we get to the point where that's who we are? That our ears are so open that we are ready to hear a voice from him. Let's look at verse 16. It says, blessed, he's talking to the disciples here. Blessed are your eyes because they do see, and your ears because they do hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see the things that you see, but didn't see them, and to hear the things that you hear, but didn't hear them. See, the disciples, they didn't miss it, and they could hear because their ears were open. So how is it this group right here, this group of misfits, could come before the King of Kings and to be so humbled to the fact that they can actually listen to his voice and hear it when all these other guys missed out? The first thing that you do if you want to hear God's voice like all the other disciples that day, you must choose to intentionally tune in to his voice every single day. That it's an intention. It's a choice. Like we said earlier, there's all kinds of voices out there. We choose to intentionally tune in to his frequency, to his voice. And we do this daily. This is where we get alone to God. I mean, this is so important in our relationship with him, that we have an alone time with him where all the other voices are silenced. And we just come before him, just ready to hear a voice from him. And we pray to God. We say, God, I'm here to listen to you, and to whatever you would tell me to do, I will obey. If we're doing that, then he's going to speak. And some of you are like, yeah, I do that. But whenever I do, I have 50 other things going through my mind, right? It's like I call them monkeys just going around. It just seems like your brain just can't stop. And so what I do, what helps me during those times is that I take that as a divine providence. I take that as, okay, God, there's a reason why these thoughts are going through my mind right now, so I'm going to write them down, and that's going to be my prayer list for today. I'm going to pray over those things. And that helps me get those thoughts out on the paper so that I can pray in the way that he's speaking to me right there. And that helps me to be in tune with him, praying through his word. Powerful, 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 powerful. If we learn to pray through his truth back to him. And it says in Psalm 1, just praying through the Psalm, Psalm 1, that we are all whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water. His whatever he does prospers, right? Its fruit will yield in season. Everything that he does prospers. Why? Because he's constantly rooted right there next to the word, listening to his voice. That river of living water is constantly just flowing right beside him, feeding him in every possible way. His delight is on the law of the Lord. He speaks whenever we're in tune with him intentionally. Secondly, get rid of any hearing impairment that you might have. Let's go back to that wall. That wall that we continuously try to build with all these bricks. Maybe today God's calling you. You recognize that in your life. There's something that's clogging up my hearing. There's something that's in between my relationship with God that I've built up for so many years. And it's time to get that sledgehammer and start knocking those things down. It's not worth it to knock those things down to where I can finally start to hear his voice in my life again. Third, always actively listen with a commitment to obey. Always actively listening to with a commitment to obey. Passively hearing the voice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a sin. That we can't do that. That he calls and he speaks to us for a purpose and a reason. And so every word that comes out of his mouth, every word that comes out of this book that we read, we always read with the intent to obey everything that he's called us to do. That we're not scared and we trust him. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight because we trust him. So how is God speaking directly to you today? My prayer this last week, just looking out over the empty congregation right here in this last week when I was in this room, just visualizing everyone where they're at, is that we would be a church that would actively listen to the voice of God with the intent that we're going to obey whatever he's called us to do. As a church, as individuals in our heart, in our life. And then whenever God speaks, and he's always speaking, and whenever he speaks with a purpose, that we're going to recognize that in our life, and we're going to obey that. So how is God speaking to you today? Maybe you're like me. Whenever I was 16 years old, I was sitting in my youth room, and I had grown up in church, but at that moment, my youth leader was going through the salvation message. He was talking about how Jesus had died for me, for my sins, and how I was a sinner, and how I needed him to be my Savior. It was at that moment that God spoke to me and said, Jeremy, you're lost and you don't have a relationship with me. You need me in your life right now. It was at that moment that I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. Maybe God's speaking to your heart today and that's what he's telling you. You're lost and you need me. Maybe he's calling you to be a part of a church. Maybe you need to join a church. You've been doing your own thing for too long and he said, you need to be part of God's kingdom work here on this earth and what I'm doing. And everything that we're doing together as a church, you need to do that. Maybe he's calling you to serve somewhere. And maybe he's been doing that for years. But for all these other reasons, selective hearing, clogged hearing, passively hearing, whatever it is, it's just gotten in the way of that. And so you just haven't stepped out of that boat to follow his voice in your life because you were unwilling to do so. And maybe today you need to fix that. And you need to ask for forgiveness and pray that he'll continue to use you in your life and he'll continue to speak to you. Whatever God is speaking to your heart today, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you so much for your word of truth spoken directly into our hearts. You say that your word is a very sword that penetrates right deep down into our souls, dear God. And I pray that that's exactly what happened as the word has been spoken. Dear God, I pray that our hearts have been pricked. And whenever we hear your voice, dear God, I pray that we would take it with all seriousness and know that whenever you call, you expect us to obey. And so be with everyone right now, dear God. Be with us in this place. Open up our ears that we may hear and our hearts that we may understand fully what you've called us to do. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen. If you would, please stand.